It was 5 days after Dallas. The shock of the Kennedy assassination was still fresh when Lyndon Johnson came before the country and Congress for the first time. It seemed the Texan was everything JFK wasn't: ungainly, unpolished, sometimes vulgar. But he used the glow from the murdered president to propel his own agenda in a masterful speech.
John F. Kennedy told his countrymen that our national work would not be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But he said, let us begin. Today, in this moment of new resolve, I would say to all my fellow Americans, let us continue. This is our challenge, not to hesitate, not to pause, not to turn about and linger over this evil moment, but to continue on our course so that we may fulfill the destiny that history has set for us. No memorial oration or eulogy could more eloquently honor President Kennedy's memory than the earliest possible passage of the Civil Rights Bill for which he fought so long. We have talked long enough in this country about equal rights. We have talked for 100 years or more. It is time now to write the next chapter and to write it in the books of law.
Indeed, Johnson managed to achieve something Kennedy could not. He won passage of the Civil Rights Bill.